quite happy now to be welcomed by Michael Condry. He is the co-founder and the studio head of development at Sledgehammer Games, and of course, their big game out right now, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I'm playing it. You're probably playing it as well. And Michael, when you heard that Sledgehammer was going to be the developer of this game, what did you think?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, it was an incredible opportunity. You know, we just finished up Modern Warfare 3 in 2011 with Infinity Ward as Action Game of the Year. We were pretty excited. And then to be given the opportunity for 3 full years on Call of Duty and sort of lead the charge as the lead studio for next gen, yeah, a little bit overwhelmed and definitely very, very excited.
When you think about the way they sort of trade off between Infinity Ward and Treyarch over the years, and people hear, you know, Sledgehammer, they think, oh no, a new developer is going to ruin it. Did you have to sort of take that core fan base, which happens to be in the millions, and say, listen, relax, it's going to be fine?
Yeah, well, you know, there's always an interesting sort of dynamic there. I mean, in many ways, you know, I feel like we were well prepared. Sledgehammer Games is most noted for Dead Space, which mm-hmm. is the Action Game of the Year in 2009, and had some credibility around that title, and then, you know, really showed that we could deliver excellence in MW3. And so I think we came in with a bit of a head start, but certainly it's a franchise with some incredible games before us, and really we were standing on the shoulders of giants there. And so we knew the bar was high, and I think that drove us to really go after the best work of our careers.
Now, of course, the main difference in Advanced Warfare is the exosuit, the exoskeleton, and being able to boost. And as you know, it's not a jetpack, but it can give you a boost and get you up there. And I'm sure there were people there. It's like, look, we can't make this a goof. It can't be silly. So where did you draw the line between, okay, not everybody's just going to be bouncing around shooting each other. We have to make it so it's just right. And I'm sure that was a hard line to draw, right?
Oh, it certainly was. Yeah, I think maybe the hardest line to draw creatively for us was, you know, putting Call of Duty 50 years in the future and making it feel grounded and believable as opposed to science fiction. And, you know, we drew inspiration from films that we enjoy and experiences creatively that we've gone on. You know, Black Hawk Down, for example, was one of the films we've held up as, you know, just a very gritty, rooted sort of military creative experience that we wanted to model for Call of Duty. We said, look, if we could bring near future Call of Duty with the technology that we know is under R&D today, but have the player feel like you felt when you watched Hurt Locker or Black Hawk Down, that was sort of our goal. And it took a lot of research, a lot of time. We met with people from film that have figured out how to do this well. We met with a lot of futurists and you know, all sorts of military advisors, people from academics to really ground it. And so, you know, both from the narrative and the technology you see in the game that are all based on real-world things happening today, hopefully we found that balance.
Michael Condry is with us. He's with Sledgehammer. We're talking about Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I want to know, whose idea was it to switch out the care package? Because in Black Ops 2, that was kind of a box that would kind of bounce around. Sometimes it would even go off the map if you were standing near the edge. And now I found out that if I stand under the disc of my orbital care package, it actually killed me. It comes down like a meteor, which is pretty cool to see. It goes almost halfway into the ground. Whose idea was to make that a much more visceral experience?
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, that came from myself and in the multiplayer team. But really, it all comes back to, you know, the research that we were doing about what, you know, future is going to look like of war. And, you know, the military talks about this concept of drop pods being, you know, from a land-based forward operating base in the United States, they're going to start launching both people and supplies direct into missions. And they have this concept of no longer needing big overseas supply chains. It's all going to be based in North America, and they're going to have these fast-moving drop ships where they'll just fly in people and supplies. And we thought, oh, shit, that's perfect for care package. It's a real application of future technology. And you're right. It can be lethal when it lands. It can take you out. Better yet, you can actually take other people out if you're good enough with it, which is a ton of fun.
Wow. Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, you still got the pick 13, and you start off with the 5 classes that you can get your loadout in. But also, you've got the screen where everyone in your lobby, you can see them, you can spin them around, you can check out what their primary weapons are. And even though most of the stuff seems rather cosmetic. And, you know, I still find myself, well, do I really want to go with the Marine loadout and the Nigerian pants? And you realize it doesn't really matter, but it's still fun to work with.
Yeah, the virtual lobby and your create an operator were big initiatives we took on early on for multiplayer. Really, we were looking for the chance to really personalize this, to make your avatar, your Call of Duty avatar, you know, one of your most prized digital possessions. You know, in the past, I think people associated to a gamer tag and a rank and maybe a KD, but now you have a physical character that you've built, that you've earned through supply drops and challenges, and you're unique. Next time you're in that lobby and you scroll around and see everybody else in the lobby you're going up against, no one looks like you, right? They haven't been rewarded the same stuff. They haven't earned the same stuff. And both as a chance to show off as well as to be inspired to earn some cool gear that you're seeing other people have, I think it sort of transformed the multiplayer lobby experience.
The only critique I have of the entire game, and I'm sure you get a lot of feedback of what people like and don't like, is I wish I could just shut everybody up forever, but I got to do it at the beginning. I have to mute all the other people every time around. What are some of the things that you have heard so far with critiques and think, okay, maybe next time we'll go this way or that way?
Well, you know, we definitely have the world's most passionate fan base, which is great. I've been making games for a long, long time, and the last thing you want is to put out a game and there be no fans with passion for what you do. So tons of feedback, positive and constructive on things we want to do, and I'm so thankful to be part of the COD community. Yeah, there's a lot of things we did well. And, you know, with every Call of Duty game, as you're building this up on a team of hundreds, releasing it to fans in the tens of millions, you know, there's going to be tweaks and things you want to do different, some weapon balancing things that we know we are going to patch soon. And so, you know, the core of it right now we're feeling great about. We're pretty excited. We definitely hear that people want more loot, more new weapon varieties, some balancing around a couple of the assault rifles, all things that we're doing and we're actively doing, which is exciting. The good news that I feel most excited about is we really did take a big swing at innovating this franchise in a new way. And the movement said, and all the ways it plays Advanced Soldier, really, it's pretty different. And I'm excited the fans have pretty much embraced that.
What would
now,
you...
on your other comment about wanting to mute everybody, I would just point out there's a mode for you called Combat Readiness Program. You should try it sometime. And it's really that place you go is sort of the first introduction to multiplayer, where there's no kill cams, there's no end-of-match score screens, there's no chat, there's nothing that is kind of you'd consider intimidating. So check it out next time.
Well, what it is for me is that, and it normally didn't bother me, it's the five-year-old who probably shouldn't be playing, and it's the guy watching TV or playing music while, and I have to listen to that. And so I do like the fact that you can click on my PS4 triangle mute all. That's better than having to go like Black Ops 2 and get everybody out. What are some of the things, because whenever you develop a game and you know this, gamers will take it to places that perhaps you didn't even know it could do. Is there something that someone's done with this game where you're like, I didn't even know we could do that?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the fans are ravenous about getting their hands on the game and trying to figure out how to make the most of it. We're seeing that across public matches and the esports and competitive community who are really chaining together moves, things you can do with the exo from the boost to slam to dodge dive. I mean, I've seen YouTube videos out there now about the optimal set of moves that will get you across the map fast enough. And it's starting to become, and I say this sort of loosely, but it's becoming sort of ballet in the air what some of these people can do to get across the map using these different moves. And it's incredible. So I love watching it. I think that, you know, it's a big change for Call of Duty, and I think we'll see even more of that coming as more and more people play and master the moveset.
Well, once I got up into the 30s and level-wise, I thought, well, let me play Classic, and you just can't play those maps once you've had the exosuit. It feels like you're wearing leather boots, but it is, you know, that's the Call of Duty thing. It's fast-paced. There's always somebody in front of you. There's always somebody behind you. There's absolutely almost no camping in that game. But just as a last question, Mike, the favorite part of the game off the top of your head would be what?
Oh, man, this is always the hardest one. I got to tell you, it's hard not to say working with Kevin Spacey on the campaign wasn't amazing and one of the favorites, because it was. The things we've done in multiplayer with the Advanced Soldier and everything it brings. So Yeah, I guess those are the two things. If my singular personal best moment, yeah, probably I got pulled into doing an acting session with Kevin Spacey one day at a PCAP when an actor didn't show up. That was kind of incredible. But the thing I'm most proud of, I think, is just the what we feel is a pretty transformational new way to play Call of Duty multiplayer. And look, it's just the beginning. We've got so much more we're rolling out over the season of content ahead. And, so, yeah, there's a lot to celebrate.
We've been speaking with Michael Condrey. He is the studio head of development over at Sledgehammer, the new game Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Hey, Michael, thanks for coming on. We're definitely looking forward to the season pass and the DLC that comes down the line. So congratulations on a fun game, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was great being here.